This is Courageous Heartbeats. Listen to heart-centered entrepreneurs, coaches, and creative professionals as they share their stories about what it's like to follow their hearts. Discover how they conquer their fears and find the courage and confidence to follow their dreams. Your journey begins here with your host, certified EFT practitioner, Marion Buck Murray.
Hello, and welcome to Courageous Heartbeats, an interview series devoted to shining the light on heart-centered solopreneurs who found the courage to follow their hearts. I'm Marion Buck Murray, and I'm a certified EFT practitioner. I specialize in helping my clients boost courage, confidence, and success. And today, I'm so happy to introduce my guest and my good friend, Tina Walsh. Tina is an energy medicine practitioner, and her modalities include yoga, massage, Reiki, and body-centered psychotherapy. Welcome, Tina.
Hi, Marion. Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, I'm so happy to have you. And Tina, could you just mention, what is body-centered psychotherapy?
So body-centered psychotherapy is a model of therapy that focuses on the energetics in the body. So in other words, if the person is working on wounding or a belief, it's understanding where the energy lives in the body. And then it's going right into the wound to transform the energy.
Oh, wow. Wow. That's great. That's amazing. Because so much of what we experience, if not all of it,
right,
lives in the body. And
exactly.
You know, finding ways to release that is so, so, so important. All right. So I'm wondering, Tina, what is something courageous? We're going to get right into the questions. So what is something courageous you did in order to follow your heart?
So one of the most courageous things I ever did was in 2001, I was working full-time as a project manager in a very big bank, and I decided for personal reasons to quit my job and pursue something more fulfilling for myself. It was a time of looking at myself and deciding where my life was going to go based on the death of my husband.
Wow. Wow. Because that's a huge step. So to quit your job and then, all right. So tell me more. So you quit your job in because something in you was telling you you had to do more,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time you had lost your husband.
Yeah. And really the impetus, like I had kind of been ruminating around that time about, was I fulfilled in my career? Really doing a lot of self-inquiry back in those early 2000s. And at that time, my husband was diagnosed with an illness, and it was in November. And in December of that same year, he died.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was very sudden. And I have three children.
Wow.
And yeah, obviously, at that time, they were 17, 14, and 10. So really, developmentally, very significant ages for each of them. And so I went back to work after some time off, after their dad had died. And one morning I was parking my car. I remember the day. It was one of those days where you remember it so vividly. I was parking my car to head into the office, and I got a phone call from my oldest daughter. And she was crying her heart out. You know, she had dreamt about her dad, and she was devastated. And in that moment, it was like the world stopped. And I had to ask myself the question, like, what am I doing here? You know, I need to be home with my grieving, devastated kids.
That's just so enormous to make that decision. I get it, like on such a deep, deep level that you had to be with your kids. And at the same time, how are you supporting yourself?
Well, that was the question, and that was where the courage came in. It was really, I felt for me, it was such a turning point in my own life around trusting. You know, I had no idea how I was going to support myself truthfully. And so I really felt that somehow this experience was bringing me back to my faith in something greater than myself. And that if I followed my heart, that somehow it would work out, you know? And so,
yeah. Yeah. I mean, and you were going through your own trauma at that point.
Yes.
And you had to quit your job, let go of all of that, and somehow create something new.
Yeah, it was, you know, looking back on it, it's a lot of years later now. And so looking back on it from this place, it's like, wow, I don't know how I did it, but, you know, I did.
It's that mother energy.
Right.
That's incredible. And wow. And so you quit this job. Mm-hmm. And went out on your own. And so how did that feel? I mean, you know, including, you know, I'm sure there was so much grief and terror, but how did it feel to really, I mean, did you feel a sense of courage? Did you feel something going on that felt strengthening or?
Yeah, yeah, I did. I really did. And it felt like that place of, I have to, you know, it was one of those moments where I have to be true to my own self and what I'm feeling in my heart that is the right thing to do. And some part of me knew that if I trusted that, I would be okay.
Wow. Wow.
And those were in moments, those were in, you know, good moments. And I did have not so good moments, obviously. I mean, there was this incredible sense of shock, terror, loss, confusion. You know, there was a lot going on emotionally for sure, for all of us.
I mean, of course, it's just such an enormous loss. And then, but, you know, and what I'm hearing you say, though, is that when you went into your heart, that's when you felt your courage.
Yes. And that's when I felt the trust. It felt like at that time, like the call of my heart was greater than my logical mind. Because logically, it didn't make any sense to quit the job.
Yeah.
Because it was, you know, not only did my husband die, but when he was sick, he lapsed on his life insurance policy. So I had no life insurance that came in. And he was a very high wage earner. He was self-employed. And it was a very big insurance policy that I was expecting. And it wasn't there. So it made no logical sense for me to quit my job.
And that's it's truly amazing that you had the courage to do that. Because it would be So I'm sure there must have been a lot of people who were telling you that was a wrong decision or not. I don't know.
Yeah, I think for a lot of people, like my family, they were very supportive, like my own immediate family. They were very supportive of my decision. And I felt mostly supported, Marian, really.
That's wonderful. Because that's such an incredible step that you took. And so once you began to shift, what was it? You know, so you made this shift from working in a bank, mm-hmm. and you stepped away and summoned your courage. And then what began to happen in your life?
Yes. Yeah, so I really, took some downtime. You know, I took a couple of months completely off. And when my kids were getting ready to go back to school after being off for the summer, you know, I was home alone. And I sort of decided at that point, you know, it's time for me to reinvent myself. And what is my longing? And it was really, I had had a yoga practice. I was a practicing yoga, but then I was compelled to sort of go to school for that. Uh-huh. And so, and I really feel like my yoga was my anchor. in some way in my life. Mm-hmm. And that's why when I teach to this day, I teach with so much passion because of that, because I know what yoga did in my own life. So I know how it can help somebody.
What kind of yoga?
I've done a variety. I'm trained as a Hatha teacher. Mm-hmm. I'm trained as a Kundalini teacher. I also have some specialized training in yoga for cancer and chronic illness, and also some specialized training in yoga for trauma.
Wow.
Yeah. And so it just seemed like I did that, and it felt great to do that. And then I decided I really loved that path that I was on. And I'm definitely a humanitarian by nature and a helper by nature. So it felt like I was being pulled in that direction of helping people and helping myself too. You know, it was
right.
paradoxical thing going on.
Yeah, the heart brings us to places where we can heal,
right?
And also where we need to be in terms of our work.
Right. And to your point, I think that was really the aha I had at a certain point was, my God, I am the only parent for these children. I need to heal myself because I need to show up for these kids.
Uh-huh.
And so that's why all my work became around healing. Really, it was to heal myself.
Yeah.
Mm.
And then you became the healer.
Yes.
Yeah, that's beautiful. It's beautiful. Wow. So Tina, a question I like to ask is, who is one of your favorite characters, heroine or hero? You know, they could be in a book or fairy tale. And this hero, or how does she or he show courage? And what would she or he say to you?
You know, when I think about a hero, you know, I know you're asking me about a fairy tale, and what comes to me is I view my kids as my heroes.
Wow.
You know, they've just been through so much, and they have showed me courage themselves, you know, by having the ability to move forward in their lives. You know, that loss of losing a central figure in your life at such a young age, I can't explain how it's changed them and how they are all just such compassionate, deeply caring people because they have that experience. And so somehow, you know, through their own painful experience, it has somehow opened their own hearts.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're my heroes.
Wow, that's just so lovely. And, you know, to be able to really recognize that and to learn from our children, I mean, I think that's one of the biggest gifts is to see the things in our children that really teach us, and to allow that.
Yeah,
to surrender to that.
Yeah, I feel so blessed to have that perspective. You know, that my children are my teachers. You know, they have taught me so much, and really, because of them, it's why I had the courage to follow my own path. You know, part of it was the heart, and part of it was that mama bear instinct.
Mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So you were really tapping into the mama bear, and yet you also had the support of your children. Did you have any other kind of support? I mean, were you going to therapy, or were you using your experiences in your training to heal? You know, that sounds like a lot of your training was really helping you heal.
Yeah, and I also am a big proponent of therapy. So I've been in therapy for over 20 years.
Uh-huh.
Don't look at it like something that I'm doing to try to fix myself. It's more, I look at it like I'm trying to deepen myself.
Yeah. So that can be an enormous support when you really need some courage, you know, to just really have that encouragement from somebody who knows you.
Right.
It's priceless. And I think sometimes people will give up just because they don't have the right kinds of support around them.
Right. And I think, you know, in this culture too, support is, we kind of live a very isolated existence in some way. And so support is crucial for all of us, I think.
Yeah. All right. So Tina, what's one nugget of wisdom you'd like to share with our listeners who are interested in finding courage to do what they love?
My one nugget of wisdom would be get out of your head and get into your body, because your wisdom is in your body and it's in your heart. Mm-hmm. And I have learned, and I see it repeatedly, that the heart holds a greater intelligence than the mind ever will.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, one of the reasons why I call this show Courageous Heartbeats is just, you know, that courage to follow the wisdom of your heart.
Yes.
And the heart always knows.
It does always know. You just have to have the space and the support to be able to listen to it.
Yeah. And the courage. Right. Right. You know, because it's easy to fall into self-doubt. And, you know, but just staying with that courage and following your heart is where it's at.
Absolutely.
So, Tina, how can listeners get in touch with you?
Listeners can get in touch with me via email. I am at Tina@Lighten, it's LIGHTEN-UP, wellness.com. Or they're free to contact me by phone. My phone number is 508-208-8037.
Wow. Okay. That's great. And, you know, thank you so much, Tina, for all of this that you've shared with us today. Your story is so inspiring, and it's just such a model of what courage really is. You know,
thank you. When
we want to constrict and hold back, to just really step into that is really inspiring.
Yeah, and thanks so much for doing your series, Miriam. I think it's so important to help people see that other people have done this and that they can do it too.
Yeah, it really is. Because when you see somebody being courageous, it gives you permission.
Exactly.
Same thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so thank you, Tina. And that's all for today's episode of Courageous Heartbeats. If you'd like to learn more about how you can find your courage to follow your heart, you can visit my website at marianbuckmurray.com. And you can also apply for a free 30-minute session to help you unleash your courage. Goodbye for now.
Thanks for tuning in to Courageous Heartbeats, where heart-centered entrepreneurs share their inspiring stories. Be sure to subscribe to the show so you can catch all of our episodes. And remember to grab your free MP3 download, Getting Unstuck with EFT, at marianbuckmurray.com.